Good morning, Bulldog parents. This is Miss Landris and Mr. Franzen coming to you live from the principal's office here at Muhammad Seymour Junior High. It is Friday, April 8th, and we have some big events coming up here at the junior high that Mr. Franzen and I want to talk to you about. Today at about 2:30, we're going to have our kickoff assembly for our Die Dash. And also on Monday, we are starting park testing here at the junior high. So, Mr. Franzen, can you tell us what's in store with the Die Dash coming up? We'll start with the fun stuff.
Sure. The Die Dash is going to be on Friday, May 13th, and we're going to start that at about 1:30 in the afternoon. It'll go until the end of school. There's a bunch of fundraising opportunities that our kids are going to be aware of today at the kickoff assembly, and they're going to go back after the assembly to their first hour classes to find out more about the fundraising information. Classes are going to kind of compete against each other. Grade levels are going to compete against each other to see who can raise the most money. We did a great job last year in the first trial of the Die Dash, so we're looking forward to year number two.
And when we talk about the Die Dash, we just want you to be aware your students today will bring home two or three sheets of paper. We're going to try to do a really hard, fast kickoff to the event, and we will do a flash collection on Monday, and we're going to be giving prizes for the top three individuals that bring in the most money on Monday. And then, like Mr. Franzen said, there's going to be grade level incentives, there's going to be team incentives, there's going to be school-wide incentives for raising money for the junior high. This is our big fundraiser that we do one time a year, and ultimately we take that money and we put it back into the school for various needs. This past year we used a lot of our money for technology. We bought all new computers for our computer lab in the art room. We bought an iMac computer for some of our technology classes. We were able to purchase a Chromebook cart with 30 Chromebooks in that, and then supply some individual Chromebooks to various classrooms. So those are the types of projects that we use this money that we make. We put that toward needs that we have in the school. Also, some of you that have been in here, we use some of that money to revamp our library. We did an upgrade in there to make it more user-friendly and inviting for our students, and I think they're really enjoying that. So the Die Dash kickoff is today. We will do collections starting today through April 22nd. We also will have online donations, which you can access through the web store. So if you have friends or relatives that don't live nearby and you want to shoot them an email, you can copy that link and send it to them, and they can do an online donation for your student. So be ready for that today. Your students will be coming home with information on that. Secondly, we're going to talk a little bit about park testing. Mr. Franzen, what do we have in store with that?
Well, the next couple of weeks, next week we have sixth graders who will be park testing, and then the week after that, the week of April 18th through the 22nd, we have the seventh and eighth graders going to be park testing. And I know that it's really important to eat breakfast and make sure that we are ready to go and that our brains are ready, getting enough sleep so we're ready to do a good job on the park test, just like any test we would be ready for.
And in addition to the good night's sleep and eating breakfast before they come to test, we'd also like to let you know that our expectation here at the junior high is going to be having silent hallways during passing periods for the next couple of weeks. We are talking with our students about that, and we will remind them of that. It's just the acoustics in this building, you know, a lot of things tend to echo off of our walls. So that's going to be an expectation for our students as well as we move into our park testing. We have high hopes for that. We think our students will do very well. Our teachers have done a great job preparing our students for that. So encourage your kids to try their hardest and do their best on that test, and we'll see how that comes out. We should get results in early fall, I believe, is what we're being told now. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to move to the weekly announcements for the week of April 11th through the 15th. On Monday, April 11th, after school, we have Macy that will meet in the library until 5:30.
On Tuesday, April 12th, we have the Muhammad Seymour Junior High Jazz Band auditions from 3:20 p.m. going until about 5:30 p.m. That'll be in the band chorus room. We also have Ketchup Club from 3:25 to 4:25 p.m. in room 119. We have Synergy Rehearsal from 3:30 to 4:15 p.m. in the band and chorus room. We have sixth grade quad track meet from 4:30 p.m. at the high school track. We have Scholastic Bowl versus St. Matthew here at 4 o'clock p.m. here at Muhammad Seymour Junior High. Varsity is going to be in room 122, and the JV is going to be in room 115. Rams Club will meet on Tuesday, March 15th at 7:50 a.m. in the library. And then, once again, Macy will meet after school in the library until 5:30.
All right, and then we're looking at Wednesday, April 13th. We do have an early dismissal that day. We will release at 1:15. And then on Thursday, April 14th, we have jazz band auditions from 3:20 to 5:30 in the music room. Science Club will meet in room 119 from 3:30 to 4:30. Scholastic Bowl will be at Rantoul at 4 o'clock on that day. And Ketchup Club will meet from 3:25 to 4:25 in room 104. And Macy will meet after school at the MSGH library until 5:30. Mr. Franzen, you want to wrap it up for us?
Yeah, for Friday, April 15th, we have a track meet at East Peoria at 4 o'clock. We also have Macy after school in the library until 5:30.
Awesome. So those are some things coming up for us here at the junior high in the next couple of weeks. If you have any questions, you know that you can always call our front office and ask for Ms. Landris or Mr. Franz, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. So like to encourage you to encourage your students to do the fundraising opportunity with the Die Dash. We're not necessarily asking our students to go door to door. If we can solicit donations online or with family members, we just want our kids to be safe. So have a great weekend, Bulldog parents, and we'll talk to you soon.